Hello, and welcome to the beginning of what I'm hoping will be a journey and an exploration of who I am, where I've been, and eventually where I hope to be. This is Over 40 Guy Talk. My name's David. I'm over 40, divorced, and remarried. I have two kids from my first marriage, a stepson from my second marriage. Now, a few years ago, my wife, number two, thought it would be a good idea for me to start a Facebook blog. So I did. I began to write, blog, express myself, and even report on things. I figured I have a knack for it, so she might be onto something. I'm a lover of music, video games, movies, food, good company, and the occasional fruity beverage. Don't judge me. Family is the most important thing to me. Now, I don't know everything, and I'm rarely right on anything, but I do have moments where I can inspire and sometimes even enlighten those around me, which is shocking to most, including myself. So, why a podcast? Well, that kind of goes back to my job. I've been doing the same job for over 20 years. It's the longest job I've ever had, and it wasn't what I thought I'd be doing. Now, my dream in high school was to go to college, study music education, and become a high school band teacher. The reality was I couldn't afford to go to college. Just one semester, that was it. Found myself working after that, moving out of the house, having to finally become a productive member of society. Now, saying it like that seems like it happened pretty quickly, but it didn't. It took me a while to find out what I wanted to be after that one semester of college. Now, little did I know I would become a radio personality in my hometown. I didn't go to school for it, but I found out that I had a special kind of personality that's a great fit for radio. And it shouldn't actually be a surprise. I mean, I worked in places like the local amusement park. They had bumper cars. And of course, there was a microphone there and music being played. And I liked to interrupt the music and talk a lot of trash to people on the bumper cars. I worked jobs that required me to put myself out of my comfort zone and interact with people and sort of entertain, because who really wants to pull up to the local fast food drive-thru and get, "Hi, welcome to Burgers R Us. Would you like a burger today?" That just sounds boring. I always took great pleasure in making the person across from me laugh. And now I get to do it on a 100,000-watt radio station that can be heard locally from parts of southeast Alabama to just outside of Panama City, Florida. And of course, the World Wide Web, that blessing and frustrating thing we call the internet. It was an interesting road getting to where I am today. It took me 3 years after college to find out what it was that I wanted to do. But then it was another 2.5 years of fighting for it and finally getting my shot. And for that, I have to thank Jim Wellum. He was what I consider my first real program director. He gave me a shot, not once, but twice. I'll have to share with you the story on how I got fired from a job before I even got to my first day of work. Now, if it wasn't for Jim, I don't know what I'd be doing today. He took a chance on some kid who had an attitude and a chip on his shoulder and helped me grow into the person that I am today. Now, he wasn't alone in this role, but he was the one who started it. So I have to say thank you to Jim. Now, you have to be able to look around you and see the potential that you have to do whatever it is you want to do and not be afraid to go after it. I mean, you may get to where you want to be sooner than later. or later than sooner. You'll definitely have those people in your life who think you should abandon your dream. That negativity is what you use to fuel your passion to go and prove them wrong. Then you can end up like me, doing a job you've loved for the most part your whole career, and in my case, for half of my life. Now, I guess this is where I'll close this out. Over 40 guy talk isn't something that is just for guys over 40. It's just something that describes who I am. This is something that I hope can be for everyone, no matter the age, whether you're young, middle-aged, well-seasoned. There's never a moment in our lives where we can't afford to grow just a little. If we refuse to grow, then we refuse to truly live. I know that with feedback from you, my family, my friends, I will always have an opportunity to grow. And I hope that I can reach at least one and pay it forward. May you be blessed, and may you find yourself surrounded by happiness, love, and laughter. God bless, and we'll be talking soon.